102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the show. Every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. You can follow us on social, too, at Roger and JP, Instagram, X, Facebook, like, follow, make comments, whatever you like to do. Good morning, JP. What's happening?
Would you guys, Brett, you want to, well, it all depends. Would you guys like to play the guess how much I paid for blank?
Always.
Yeah, and get the prices right, Brett.
Wasn't yesterday prices. We did cranberry juice?
Yesterday was cranberry juice.
You know what? I heard that plays overnight, and on the way in, my radio's just on the bone, so I turn on my car, and I hear you talking about that, and it got me mad all over again. I had to turn it. I'm like, hey, did I pay $15 for some G-darn cranberry juice?
$15.96.
That's ridiculous.
Damn.
$15.96. And if you remember, you guys all went on online and look to see how badly I got ripped off, and it turns out I didn't exactly get ripped
off.
Not badly. Not badly, at least. All right, here we go. A loaf of homemade sourdough bread that was advertised by a woman in our neighborhood on the Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, well, that's a good deal.
Oh.
That's not going to be you're not going to get
homemade sourdough bread by a woman in our neighborhood selling them on the old Facebook Marketplace. Okay. Roger Luce, the floor is yours.
I will say the local bakery has them for around $4.
Yes.
So she's going to want to make money. Plus, she puts all sorts of time into it. I'll say $7.50.
Okay. Monifa.
Okay. He didn't go over the cliff with $7.50.
I didn't go crazy.
My high was $5. Okay. This is insanity. You're just trying to do a nice thing, help the neighbor lady
now,
out.
Let me just say this, too. I did not buy it. My lovely bride purchased it.
All right. Okay. Over $7.50.
Right. My wife thought it was an opportunity to help somebody in the neighborhood. Plus, our family enjoys a good sourdough.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Everybody did during COVID.
Raj guessed out $7.50. Monica, it's up to you. Go ahead.
I'm not paying more than $10, and that's insanity as it is.
Brett, you're up.
You jackass.
$12.
$12. Back to you, Raj.
Oh, my God.
Shut.
Was this the size of a pizza? How big is this loaf? Is it oval?
Is it Jesus' never-ending loaf?
It was oval. It was like an oval.
Did she slice it for you, too? Probably not.
Does it come with meat for sandwiches?
No. I don't know who sliced it. Although, right. It's in the bag sliced, so I'm assuming she sliced it.
God. $15.50, because she won't do it.
$15,
nope.
My wife paid for a loaf of sourdough bread.
Can I recap right quick?
As advertised on the Facebook Marketplace by a local woman
that's
in our neighborhood.
It's supposed to be a deal.
It's supposed to be a very good deal. So you got, let me just recap real quick. You got a jar of organic cranberry juice and a loaf of sourdough bread for $30.
And 96 cents.
You got robbed.
That is horrible. Half of it you got robbed.
In this case, I did not get robbed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As my wife will call it is artisan.
That better be really good sourdough.
I go, what makes it artisan? The fact that this chick made it in the kitchen? She goes, absolutely.
An art a sin that she paid that much for that bread is what I'm saying. I don't
disagree.
Good thing she made it on her counter that wasn't quite clean.
Right.
It's robbery is what it is.
All right. I would go so far as to say there might be a cat walking around on those countertops.
You never
I
know.
Do not
oh,
know.
That just adds love, though. That's not a problem.
I like this bread.
She can't be serious by saying, I want $15 for this loaf of bread. Like, she can't.
She sold it.
What do you want me to tell you?
She was serious.
She got a sucker. Damn. And I will say.
I mean, really?
It was a good loaf of bread.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know
if it's
$15
be.
Worth of a good loaf. But, yeah.
That's one thing that I have to say. When I go to the bakery to get either like a pumpernickel to go with some sort of like spinach dip or a sourdough that goes with like this artichoke cheese dip, which is really good.
Okay.
They're cheaper than I expect them to be. You know, a loaf of pumpernickel is like $3 and sourdough is like $3 or $4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do they do this so cheap? But they have racks and racks of these things they crank out every day.
We're going to do the opposite.
With trans fats.
For me. Yeah. I want to have that yodeling guy around a lot. But we're going to do the opposite with me when I go shopping today at Publix and CVS. And we're going to find out how much I didn't pay and how much I got. Because that man's not even leaving his flipping post because I'm not doing that.
He's not leaving his post.
$30 is a month's worth of groceries, damn it. What are you doing?
A month.
Or whatever.
I would like to think that my bride asked the question before she said, hey, I would like one. Can I come get it? I would like to think. I would like to think how much for a loaf of bread was asked. I doubt it, though. But I would.
And the question is, even though if it's good or not, you know, will she go back? Then that's where the problem is.
If she
unless it's the best bread ever,
it was very good. I will give.
I'm sure it was.
If she does go back, she will not tell me that the bread is from there. She will tell me she paid $6
for it. This time I got it from the bakery.
That's how you do, right. Girl. I'm fist pumping her right now. That's exactly how you're supposed
I
to do.
I am no dummy. I know how she operates, and that is the way that will be handled.
This is one also in this scenario. It's like one of the worst gaslighting situations, because if your wife said anything like, $15, wow, then all of a sudden, somehow, someway, she's the bitch for questioning it, when really, you're the bitch for charging $15. But it's that gaslighting scenario that I just try to avoid at
like
all costs.
Like it's supposed to be $15.
Yeah,
right?
like she's weird for asking, or she's bad for asking. No, no, she's not. No. That's weird. Right.
So we're going, we're planning a vacation for the summer, just to her and I. Mm-hmm. And the travel, she and I. Why? Why is it she? Why? I'm asking. I'm not trying to
argue.
But
every time I give you the reason, you're just
a nerd.
Get
I got gotcha, you, yeah, but so. I'm just trying to understand it. Go ahead.
Because she and I are both. You're never going to say her and I ever. And like you want non exceptions. You know you hate when there's exceptions. 100% of the time, it will never ever be her and I. It'll be her and me or she and I. But it'll never be her and I.
Her and me just sounds wrong. Just so you know, it just sounds wrong.
Well, if it's with her and me, that's 100% right. It's 100% right.
If I say her and me are planning a vacation,
no,
that sounds right.
She and I are planning a vacation.
So then when is it her and me?
When is an this is when it gets weird. You got to use the objective form of the pronouns versus subjective form. I'm just saying. And I know the word pronouns
this?
In there. You don't like that.
Holy Hannah.
How do you know that?
Because we learned it in third grade. You all learned it in third grade.
I just know by gut that it's wrong, but I couldn't explain why.
We all
you
learned it.
You explained why. That's incredible.
We learned it. They
it's
told
the
us.
The object
it's not
of the pronoun
mystery.
And the predative and the dangling participle then makes it possessive, and that's why.
I just want to help you with the she. You will never, ever say she and I, like ever.
Right.
Or I'm
right.
sorry, her and I. It'll never be that.
Never be her and I.
Okay.
Can you say my wife and I?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Nicole and I?
What about my slam piece?
Oh, that's even hotter.
Can I say my slam piece and I?
Do it.
Or is it my slam piece and myself?
If you're by yourself, you don't have a slam piece.
What if I say my slam piece is myself?
Hashtag facts.
So we're planning, and we're just going through, like, the travel agent sent a whole bunch of options for, like, tours and things while we're there and all this stuff, right?
Fun.
And there was some stuff that I picked out. We, like, together, and she was like, that's way too expensive. I go, I just want to do it through them because I know it's going to be great.
You're a travel agent?
Yeah. Like, I know it's going to be great. Do I know I'm overpaying? Yeah. But it's going to be great. I have nothing to worry about. They show up when they're supposed to show up. They take care of everything.
Peace of mind. You're paying for peace of mind.
So I'm paying for peace of mind. Exactly. So she gives me a hard time on that. So I said, then this was just last night. I'm like, you just paid $15 for a loaf of bread. And you want to break my balls about how we do the Godfather house in Taormina and Sicily? Like, that's what you want? Break my balls? Like, let me have this one. You got your bread. Let me have the Godfather. Yeah. How about that?
But she overpaid by $9. And she's looking at you and you're like, you're overpaying by hundreds.
Whatever. I don't know if I'm... I mean, we did find it cheaper. It was... yeah. Right, but...
That's nice.
I think so.
That's
when it
nice.
Comes to travel, I take on the same.
That's your
the same thought process as Calta. Like, don't skimp on travel. If you're gonna do it.
And it's also your bailiwick. That's like your area.
That's my
that's
thing.
The area
yes,
you
that
like,
is
so.
My absolute passion.
And when you make $1 million a week, like me, it's just
right. It's easier.
You don't think about it.
It's definitely easier. You're right.
I haven't thought about a bill since 1997.
In your world, Mike, is a loaf of bread just $15 and that's just normal? There's nothing.
That's a deal.
Right?
Really? I'm more and more convinced, Mike Calta, that you might be BFFs with Rich White because you guys are really
The question is,
where do you think that character is based off of?
Have they ever been seen in the same room?
No.
I don't think so.
Huh?
I is he is you are me and he is we and we are all together. Right. Yeah,
that
sounds
like
I am the white. Awesome. I am the Rich White.
You are the white.
I am the Rich White.
You are the white. The white walrus.
Am I correct in assuming
you call
that
me fat?
Your sourdough? Your sourdough is $15 and that's a deal because you have it flown in from Italy or something?
That's correct. I got Sergio. He makes it for me every morning. And
sourdough is not an Italian thingy. It's not.
Well, it is when you get it from Sergio in Italy.
I find it hard to believe.
Do you get all your Italian bread?
I find it hard to believe
well?
That you think $15 is a lot for a loaf of bread. That's artisan. That's made by a local lovely lady,
I'm sure.
I'm sure she's lovely.
With a cat on the counter. Yeah, exactly.
Cat, dog, doesn't matter. Does it taste good?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And that's all that matters.
I don't want you to be Rich. Rich White, or I mean, Mike Kelta, you don't come off like Rich White. Like, he's kind of a jackass, which is, you know, and I like you. You're not a jackass.
I'm a great guy.
Yeah, so you're, I don't know.
I'm a great guy. People love me.
You're not pompous.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Except maybe right this minute. Other than that, you haven't been pompous at all.
You've just written everything, invented everything.
And that's correct. Did you ever hear Babe Ruth? That's me.
Okay.
You named him, right?
I named him. I raised him.
Oh my God!
Little George Yarman. I said he's my babe.
Oh, you're not.
I said George. I said Georgie, you're my babe.
You may not like this, but yeah. You are now no longer the only person I know with a giant tortoise as a pet.
Oh.
I saw on the Facebook yesterday that a guy that I graduated with, acquaintance,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden he lives in North Carolina. And I saw he's got a big giant pen in his backyard.
Really?
For a turtle, giant turtle. And as he called the turtle came to him. So
really?
I guess he's got the turtle speaking English. Yeah. Can you do that?
I can because I sold it to him. I raised tortoises.
Okay.
I raised and trained tortoises. I didn't want to say anything, but thank you for exposing my business now. And it's okay. So I raised and trained him. And so just tell him he's welcome.
Okay, I will.
Calta, your tortoise is old, right? Isn't it like 80 or something like that?
I look underneath and
you count the rings.
You count the rings underneath the shell. So I'm not too sure in the moment, but yeah, he's definitely up there.
JP, is your friend's tortoise like old like that? Is it like that, or is
know.
It smaller?
Oh no, it's big. I don't know if it's Ralphie big because of the size, the way the video is shot.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's not like a little turtle you get in a pet store. I can tell you that.
And that is like being married. You know, you're bonded
to
that
forever. That turtle is at least the size of our chest.
Oh, like
our torso.
Yeah, with legs. Our torso with legs.
At least as big. Okay. I would say torso and head.
Okay. That's like the size of, it seems like the size of Ralphie.
Maybe as wide, maybe a little bit less, you know?
That is a commitment.
It sure is.
For life.
I saw a video the other day. There was a sea turtle on its back on a beach.
Oh, no.
And these two guys came upon it, and they were trying to flip it over. And God only knows how much those things weigh, because it was a struggle for the two of them. They had to first dig it out so they can get a grip under the shell.
Oh, my God.
And then they had to, like, one, lift it, and then switch their hands around and push it over. And then they kind of guided it to the water, and that just went flop, 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 splash. But what was cool about it, there was another sea turtle just kind of waiting offshore.
Oh, the mate.
For that turtle to get back.
Yeah.
And then when that turtle got back, they swam off.
How
crazy is that?
I wonder if it was a she. She laid some eggs and then they got flipped over. How'd they get flipped over?
Some douchebag,
flipped. They're so big and heavy. That's what I mean.
You know, some kid flipped them over. I don't know.
Maybe tide came in. Does the turtle get disoriented and flipped over?
Or a wave.
Or a wave,
I mean, I guess anything's possible.
What do I know?
And then the tide went out and didn't carry him back. I don't know, but I thought it was wild the way that other sea turtle was sitting there and kind of waiting. You know, and then once turtle got in there, they swam off.
Times like this, I wish I was a marine biologist, because that is cool stuff. I wish I knew more about it.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I still do. Yeah. Maybe if this show ever ends, that's what I'll do. I'll be a marine biologist.
Yeah, you got to.
So I'll do mornings.
That's your life.
I'll do mornings, and then I'll go save dolphins. What?
What?
I can do it. Don't tell me I can't do anything.
You can save dolphins.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they're beached.
Can't is not in my vocabulary, ma'am.
Your back would go out just trying to turn over the wind tortoise or whatever the people on the beach were.
You are.
Well, that's a good point.
You are not wrong.
But that's when you buy a tortoise jack.
But that's right. But what I would do is I would have my minions, because I would right away have minions.
Yeah.
And minions would be turning the turtle over.
Otherwise, it's not worth it. You got.
And I probably focus my energies on like seals and stuff.
Oh yeah. Seals are cool. They smell, but they're good.
Yeah, they smell, and they got nasty breath and stuff, but let's be honest, it's fun to watch them catch a fish or balance a beach ball on their nose.
Yep. And send them out in the ocean just to get eaten.
I don't have to worry about them. Watching them jump from get thrown up in the air from great whites is entertaining as well. And I don't have to worry about them getting turned over on their back because they won't be.
Right.
They won't happen.
That's true.
Yep.
Will you save whales also in the second career?
Listen.
You know, especially when they're beached.
Anything's possible. Yeah, I'll reach in, pull a golf ball out of the blowhole.
There it is.
And the seas were angry that day, my friend.
Change your name to Costanza.
Right.
Kind of like it. That's good. Always planning ahead.
It's good to have goals.
What's the next step in life?
Right.
Marine biologist.
Right.
I like that. No schooling involved.
You retire.
Just put a magnetic sign on the side of your truck and go begin.
You retire. I'm not going to try and catch lightning in a bottle twice. Marine biology, bro.
Yeah, do something else.
It's the next long enough. Logical step.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. I kind of like it. Good idea. All right. Well, Roger and JP.
I'm not going to build decks or anything like that.
No.
I'm not going to do physical labor. That's just silly.
Yeah, we can have people build decks for us, JP.
Apparently you could just bake sourdough bread and sell them at $15 a pop and you're going to retire.
But you know what? I would have to mass produce it in order to kind of make the money. So now it's not artisan.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to command
$15.
I'm just another factory
making
sourdough bread, competing in a crowded marketplace. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. You could hire my whole family and we'd do it for dirt cheap.
Now who deals with stereotypes?
I'm just making a joke.
Okay.
We're expensive.
Not a problem. Listen, I kind of thought it was funny. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. But next time I make one, don't say,
not allowed. These are the rules.
Yeah, exactly.
You notice Mike Calda, Rich White didn't laugh because he knows that it's not cool.
He didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm. That's not funny.
Nah, thank you.
You can't laugh at that kind of stuff.
No.
Well, he invented DE&I, so he knows.
That's right. And HR.
Oh,
and
my HR. God.
Oh, God.
I'm the reason that why there's HR.
Uh-oh.
You're welcome. You're welcome, corporate.
We're Roger and JP. We'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.